13 minutes after 4 o'clock, you're listening to ESPN Radio 105.1 The Zone in the scenic city of Chattanooga, and we appreciate everybody out there that's tuned us in this afternoon. Joining us right now on the Hardee's Hotline is Al Botta, an interesting website called collegefootballquest.com, and he's doing something that I've always dreamt of doing, and that is taking in games from various parts of the country. And Al, appreciate you coming on here with us this afternoon.
Hey, no problem. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Now, a lot of people have heard people that have gone to these trips during the summer in baseball. You know, you go to Fenway Park, you go to, Yankee Stadium, maybe to Camden Yards. But rarely do you hear anyone doing this in football. What made you decide to do something like this?
Well, first and foremost, I'll give the credit for the idea to my buddy Jared. Long-time friend, college friend, big football fan as well. Wanted to do something more, something that he could be remembered by, and we had this conversation about potentially playing some of the major golf courses, but this is a little bit more difficult, and we really could spread it out for a long time, and that's one of the main reasons. This is a 20-30-year plan. We don't have time to visit stadiums every weekend. Mm-hmm. Our scheduling makes it really difficult, and we really just are college football fanatics.
Al, I have to ask you, is this fully funded out of your own pocket, or are you linked up with some sponsors that, you know, allow for you to go on their dollar, or is this all out of your pocket?
It's all out of our pocket today. 100%. It's expensive. It's an expensive hobby, and which is why it makes it more complicated during the planning stages, but certainly the football scheduling, college football scheduling doesn't help us, right, with the, different locations, the TV times, et cetera, et cetera. And then we've got our own issues. You know, Jared refuses to miss a Florida Gator game, so, you know, that eliminates a lot of time also. So it becomes difficult. And if we're in New York, you obviously know there's no football teams here that are within driving distance, so you're pretty much flying everywhere.
Now, I've noticed that you've gone to some, you know, schools that you wouldn't think about going. You've gone to, like Central Michigan. You've gone to South Florida. Cincinnati, you've gone to a few others. Now, as far as that goes, what's the most memorable facility or stadium that you've been to so far?
Well, if you're just in general, but if you're talking about the smaller schools, the ones that you don't normally expect, for me, it was Western Kentucky. Recently made the jump to Division I. It was a great environment. It was a turning, hopefully, at least I'll view it this way, the turning point game, in their life cycle in football, I guess. You know, they had lost a bunch of games. They went on to win 7 in a row at the end of last year, something like that. They got ripped off out of a bowl game, in my opinion, at least last year. It was a game where the fans stormed the field, you know, all 1,000 of them that were left in the stadium, which is interesting. But it was a great experience. It was a great campus. It was a great environment. People really loved the school. You can tell there was a history there. It might not be Division I football for the entire history, but there was a history there. So the smaller schools, that was a great one. You know, the bigger ones, you know, some of the larger schools, you get exactly what you expect. You go to a school like we don't talk about Florida much because we go there every year, but it's a great experience to go to Florida. But for us, you know, we went to Penn State. We took the trip into Winnebago. It was the Alabama game last year. You know, so we spent 3 or 4 nights in a Winnebago lot with a bunch of Alabama fans who traveled, you know, filled 108,000-seat stadium. It was an unbelievable experience for 4 days.
Now, you talked about the good experience. Let's talk about the bad experience. Has there ever been a school or a game that you've been to where you just wouldn't go back, you just did not have a good time?
Well, I'd like to badmouth any schools, but I probably will never go back to Buffalo.
Okay.
Probably a top one on my list of places I wouldn't return to.
Well, that stadium was built for the, a smaller, like Olympics, with a big track in between the stands and the field, so you're way away from the field and everything.
Yep.
Let me ask you this. Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, I've heard nothing but good things about the fans there in Nebraska. What was your experience?
We had an unbelievable experience in Nebraska. It was very unique for us. We were able to gain access, media credentials, and we're on the field pregame and postgame. So we got to take in all the pregame festivities on the field, you know, the team running out of the tunnel, running us over literally on the field. It was a packed stadium. It was a great game. You know, they had a come-from-behind victory. The tailgating was very interesting. My thoughts on Nebraska was going to be with a bunch of cornfields, which clearly isn't the case. It was very downtown situated type of area, and every square inch that was available legally had tailgaters. up, you know, from, I don't know, 11 o'clock, 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning up until game time, which I think was at 7 o'clock at night. It was a night game. So it was a great experience. Yeah.
Now, you've been to Army, Michi Stadium. I've heard it's the most picturesque setting in college football. What was your feeling there?
I'll agree with that. It's sitting way up high on a mountain. It overlooks the Hudson River. The campus itself, if you want to call West Point or a campus, it's absolutely beautiful. It's stunning. It looks like it was built, you know, exactly in the time frame they said it was built and was upkept perfectly for all these years. It's actually one of the trips that we have on our rankings page of somewhere we would visit again.
What are some of the facilities or stadiums that you have planned in the future over the next 5-6 years or so?
Well, the top ones. We had some unexpected issues this year. We had to cut our season short, and one of the big games that we wanted to go to for a long time, it just didn't work out, was Ole Miss. You know, mm-hmm. to get the Grove experience and see that up and coming program, which I think is heading in the right direction. Hopefully, we can get down there next year. That's a top one on our list. We've talked about Wisconsin. We've talked about Michigan and Ohio State. We like to go to the schools that when they're at the top of their game, if it's possible. Like I said, we have got 20 or 30 years to do this, so there's no rush. And then we're trying to get out to the West Coast next year to either get into USC or UCLA, because we haven't gone beyond Lubbock, Texas yet in terms of heading west.
I flew out to the Los Angeles, took in a Tennessee-UCLA game there at the Rose Bowl. You talk about a spectacular setting, man. That's about as good as it gets, if you ask me.
Yeah, no, I would agree. And one of the things with the West Coast for us is that we'd like to make it worth the travel time for us. So we probably would do either a doubleheader or a double weekend, and sit in. You know, Jared's always wanted to go to Oregon. I've somehow kiboshed that the last 2 years with my schedule. Not that I don't want to go there, but it just hasn't worked out for us. So that'll be high on our list as well. And if we can do that one weekend and then travel down to, you know, UCLA or USC or... I mean, we can't be biased towards any schools. We've got to go everywhere,
right.
You know, just to find a second school on that ship will make it worth our while.
Now, you said your buddy, Jared, he's a Florida Gator fan. Are you a fan of any particular school?
So Jared was a Florida Gator. He was there. He graduated from there. He's a big Florida fan. He's, you know, it's branded on his forehead. He doesn't go anywhere without some kind of Gator paraphernalia. Me, I was in school in Florida at UCF for some time. You know, I have family who went to the University of Maryland, but I really don't have a bias from when I was younger. What I will say, though, is, and Jared would probably agree with this, I tend to have a bias towards the schools that we visited and had a good experience at, and I tend to root for them. You know, Ole Miss, we've got a lot of contacts there. You know, we didn't go this year. Western Kentucky was a great run for them, getting to the bowl game this year. Cincinnati, we went to Maryland, Boston College as well. So I tend to root for some of those teams, but I wouldn't say there's just one. I would say that if I had the opportunity and needed, there was a choice, if there was a playoff system that was in place today and Florida was in it, I would probably be biased towards Florida, just because if I didn't, I'd get abused on all these trips.
Al, we appreciate your time, man, and I tell you what, a lot of people are envious that you're doing this, and I wish you all the luck in the future.
Hey, we appreciate you having us on. Thanks a lot.
All right.